Hello, gardeners. I'm Amanda McNulty with Clemson Extension and Making It Grow. On a recent trip with naturalist Austin Jenkins, see his blog at Salter in the Sand Hills, Austin explained the current theory of how Carolina bays were created. He first discussed reasons that don't support such earlier theories such as meteor showers, ice comet explosions, or even dinosaur footprints. He then explained the idea supported by James Lucan of Coastal Carolina University, which suggests that wind and waves have shaped these natural land formations that have caused such speculation over the years. Lucan reports that in the Arctic coastal plain, they have eroding lakes that are developing the same elliptical shape as our Carolina bays. Henry Savage, who wrote The Mysterious Carolina Bays, was right about one thing. These land formations still do hold many mysteries.